There have been many different thoughts and theories on how COVID-19 is transmitted. This is Lisa Berry, and researchers at the University of Michigan School of Public Health are studying samples from all over campus to see if the virus is present in the local environment or in the air. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk more about that is one of those researchers, Professor Rick Neitzel. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, thank you.
So, of course, I was intrigued when I heard that you're searching sewers and classrooms and University of Michigan buses. Tell us about that.
So you may be familiar, as I think all your listeners are, with some of the epidemiological approaches that have been used to better understand the spread of SARS-CoV-2, the novel coronavirus, throughout the environment. But looking just at infections and cases doesn't really tell us where people are coming into contact with the virus in the environment. So we have an opportunity to go out and collect measurements of air, collect wipes of different surfaces, and actually sample sewage and look and see where we're finding the virus in the environment and try to connect that to people's risk of actually getting exposed.
So students are on campus now, but you started this before they arrived, just for comparison?
That's correct. Yes. So one of the things we wanted to do is establish a baseline. What were conditions like before the students and faculty and staff returned to campus? So for the past several weeks, we've been out collecting these measurements. Again, those are our baseline, and we're going to continue making weekly samples over the course of the entire semester to see what kind of trends and patterns we might identify.
Without going into too much detail, how does the sewage collection work?
Well, it's nothing too high-tech, so basically it involves opening the cover of a sewer vault and dipping a sampling container down there and collecting sewage. Again, avoiding any technical details, but of course we have to wait until somebody is flushed, so there's actually something to sample. And then we take that sewage sample, as well as the air and surface samples, into the lab, and we can conduct analyses and look for evidence of the presence of the virus in all those different media.
Haven't there been other places where they have actually found that presence already from sewage data?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So there's some emerging evidence that looking for the coronavirus in sewage might give us essentially an early flag or an early warning of an outbreak that might be brewing. So there have been a number of other universities that are doing this same type of sewage sampling. Really, where we're different from those other universities is we're also looking in the air and on surfaces to see where the virus comes from. Of course, if we find virus in sewage, that means it went through somebody already, so that's not as early a predictor of exposure as finding it in the air or on the handles on a bus, for example.
So since this is research and you're in the process of doing it now, will you be able to share some of the information collected in real time with University of Michigan officials so they might have a better idea of what's happening right now?
That's a great question. So we're a little bit hampered by the fact that there's not really existing methods for doing this. So we're developing methods as we go. But ideally, if we do start to observe things in the environment, we will be able to notify people and perhaps even nip an outbreak in the bud. Even if we're not able to provide real-time feedback, though, still giving the university and the community a sense of where are we finding virus? Is it present in classrooms, in offices, on the buses, in dorms?
I'm curious, how do you take those samples? With Q-tips or with wipes, or how do you even pick it up?
Yeah, it's a great question. For surface wipes, we basically use swabs. You might imagine something like a giant Q-tip. And we go and we sample a very distinct area so we can determine what was the presence of virus per some particular surface area. Because these swabs are inexpensive, we can sample lots of different surfaces. So we can go into bathrooms and scrub down sinks. We can look in classrooms and look at desk surfaces, ditto for offices. Again, in the bus, we can look at seats and poles and things along those lines. And then for the air samples, we basically have a large pump that draws a lot of air into a water-filled reservoir, and then the virus is basically concentrated in that reservoir. And if there is, in fact, a virus there, we can analyze that and identify it in the lab.
What will you ultimately do with the information and data obtained?
There's really going to be a couple of different outcomes from this pilot work that we're doing. One, of course, is we want to inform the university community where are we finding virus, and again, where might you be more or less at risk of getting exposed. But the second thing is these methods that we and other researchers around the U.S. are developing may be useful in future pandemics, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We'll already have methods and tools available to us. So we're ideally trying to provide useful information solution for the current situation, but also help future researchers do an even better job of understanding exposure risks in the environment.
Is this something you'll be wrapping up soon, or will it be ongoing?
Well, ideally, it will be ongoing. Certainly, we're going to sample all the way through fall semester here and actually through the winter break and into January. The idea being if we see that the presence of virus goes up when the students are on campus and drops back down when they're off campus, that does suggest that there's, again, kind of a temporal pattern there. On the other hand, if the levels are static all the way across the semester, that means that the students coming back didn't really increase exposures very much. So we will be sampling for ideally at least 6 months, but we're hopeful that we can get additional external funding, perhaps from the National Institutes of Health, to do a longer-term study and try to connect our measurements to, for example, infection rates on campus.
University of Michigan professor, researcher Rick Neitzel, we look forward to hearing what you find out.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.